The Warriors have arrived in Oklahoma City, getting set on this Saturday evening for Sunday night's Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals against the Thunder. And here at a practice at Chesapeake Energy Arena, we heard from both head coach Steve Kerr and Stephen Curry. I'm Lawrence Scott with this Warriors Sound Practice Report as practice is wrapping up. Let's start with what Steph had to say after practice.
Yeah, Steph, I know you've been asked this last couple of days. How are you feeling physically? You ready to go?
Yeah, I'll be fine. I mean, got stuff to deal with, but so does everybody else, so we'll be fine.
Steph, I remember you said in a practice the knee hasn't gotten better, but it also hasn't gotten worse. Is that the same kind of thing now?
Yeah, I mean, there's no time really in between games to, and not a lot of time to, gain a lot of ground when it comes to rehab and recovery and all that. And when you play and playoff intensity, ever since I've been back, there's, you know, the grind of it. So when I'm out there, I'm not thinking about it. I do feel it the next day after every game, but like I said, that's, you could pull, you know, most guys in the league in these final four teams, and most have things they got to deal with. So I'm in that boat.
Just curious, do you swell at all the next day?
Not a lot. Not anything to worry about.
We all have aches and pains too. Just wanted to know.
Yeah. Respect. Okay.
All in perspective.
Yeah. Steph, you guys out-rebounded them in the last game for the first time in forever. Like, what's the message that you guys have been getting about going to the glass? Even the guards, like you and Clay.
That's been a message Coach Adams always talks about. It. He wants me and Clay to try to get, you know, 12 to 14 rebounds a game between the two of us. And if we can do that, you know, we can help our bigs because they have to battle those big guys and keep them out the paint game and create, you know, or keep their position. And if we can get the long rebounds and even get some tip outs and things like that, then, you know, we can get in transition a lot faster and obviously gain more possessions and keep them all at second chance points. So what we have to do.
When you're more engaged in rebounding, do you have to give up something else?
No, it's just an effort thing and an IQ thing. There's a certain, you know, I used to watch Dennis Rodman. I'm not like a crazy rebounder, but talking to him or hearing him talk about how he saw, you know, the angle of the shot and kind of know where to go to be in the right spots. He obviously had an extreme motor and length and all that stuff, but like for guards, like you see the ball go up, you know, if somebody's crashing the glass, try to get a body on them. If not, read, you know, the angle of the shot, if it's going to be short, long, left, right, and try to beat whoever it is to the punch.
Steph, any special memories or thoughts coming into this arena? Obviously, one of the more memorable regular season games you guys played this year.
Honestly, I walked in off the bus and didn't even think about it once. I got out here and obviously know where the shot was from and all that kind of stuff, but it doesn't mean anything when it comes to rollover effect to tomorrow. So
you didn't reach down and touch it.
Nah, take a Sharpie and write my name or something. Nah, but that's basically it. I walked over the spot. I didn't even shoot it again.
You try another shot for that?
No, I haven't.
Is able to force so many turnovers out of Durant. He's had some really good scoring moments, but he's also coughed it up a lot.
You just play big, and by that just use your hands, play passing lanes, and then try to just keep a body on him. Andre and Draymond and Clay and Harrison, you know, the rotation of guys that have been on him. They close the space, and obviously he's gonna make shots. Like you say, he's gonna make tough shots. He's gonna score, but try to make him uncomfortable and get underneath him a little bit, and make him make decisions in uncomfortable, you know, spots on the floor. So it's not an easy thing to do. He's such a great player that you could play great defense, and you know he's backpedaling down the court after he makes a tough jumper, but. You know, those guys have done a good job of just trying to make it tough on him.
Steve was talking about the defense in
know, environments like this on the road where they're really, you know, loud and crazy for their team?
I'm pretty sure, obviously, we, back in the Bay, we know what it's like to play in a pretty raucous environment. Here it's crazy, Toronto it's crazy, Cleveland it's crazy, so the playoffs bring the best out of every fan base, and it's a fun experience to be, you know, playing for something special. Obviously in hostile territory tomorrow, so we're excited for the challenge. None of us have played a playoff game here, so should be fun.
Given that you guys gave one up at home or lost one at home, is there what's the mindset? Is there a certain pressure that comes with kind of want to steal here?
Well, we have to win here at some point to advance, since we did give up game one. But the only thing we can really focus on is winning game three. So you got to have tunnel vision in the playoffs. Every game is different. If you think about anything beyond that, you kind of lose your way a little bit. So stay looking through that keyhole and focus on these next 48 minutes, which are going to be extremely tough to get a win.
So Serge said that he thought you guys were tougher and more aggressive than they were in game two. Was that out of just something out of you guys know you had to win that game, or did you sense that too?
We just played like ourselves. I don't know what throw any adjective out there, but we played like ourselves, and we have to play, you know, our pace and our intensity, and defensively play with confidence and IQ. So toughness and physicality and all that comes into play, but I think we really did a great job of just being ourselves.
And the series tied up at 1-1. Here is what Coach Kerr had to say after this Saturday practice.
We're just trying to give as much help as we can on Westbrook and Durant from wherever we find suitable. I mean, every lineup is different, but you have to offer help. You can't guard Westbrook and Durant with one man. So we're just trying to shade as much as we can and make things difficult for them. But, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, and we'll see what happens in game three.
How do you think you've done with that so far, though?
I think we've done a good job defensively. You know, their shooting percentage is not great. So, if we can keep their percentage where it is, that'd be fantastic. I doubt we'll do that, you know, given that they're home now and they'll have their crowd behind them, and they'll probably come out with a lot of force tomorrow. But I think we've done pretty well. The key is you have to secure the rebound if you do get the stop. And game one, we didn't do a very good job of that. Game two, we did.
Would you be less likely to try that without Draymond? I mean, Draymond seems like
try what?
That sort of shading away and helping the way. I mean, Draymond seems to be a perfect guy for that kind of strategy.
Yeah, Draymond is a good center fielder. So is Andre. We feel like we have a lot of smart defenders. Bogut, you know, so like I said, you know, every defense, every opponent presents a different challenge for the defense. I mean, the Portland series was very similar in terms of trying to somehow help on McCollum and Lillard because they're so good. So you just assess every team and how can you best slow them down, knowing you're going to give some other things up. And you have to be willing to live with some of the results either way, if you're going to play that way.
In the finals, a lot was made about LeBron's heavy minute total and the shot total. And in the general sense, maybe, you know, you could wear him down if he's going to have to carry that kind of load. Durant's carrying somewhat of a similar load. Your guys are playing, so you're talking about playing a lot of minutes too, but is that somewhat of a emphasis, like, if he's going to have to play 45 minutes, that's going to take a toll on him down the road?
Well, we hope so. It's hard to play a whole game in the NBA, especially a playoff game, when every play is so intense. And so I'm sure Billy's like I am. I mean, we would both like to get enough rest for our stars. They can be fresh down the stretch. Sometimes it's possible, sometimes it's not. Game one, we played our starters, pretty heavy minutes, and I thought we were tired a little bit down the stretch. And game two, Obviously, the game broke free, so we didn't have to play guys big minutes, but we looked fresher. We played more people in the first half, and we looked a little fresher. So if you can get rest for your guys, you get it where you can.
Just being back in this arena, I mean, that was a pretty memorable night for a lot of reasons, whether it was Draymond, the comeback, Steph's shot to win it. You guys talk at all or think back to that when you came here?
No, nobody said a word about that. Right. It doesn't have anything to do with what's going on now.
All right, Warriors Thunder Game 3 right here at the Chesapeake Energy Arena in Oklahoma City coming up on Sunday with this Warriors Sound practice report. I'm Lawrence Scott.